Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Her name is Marilyn Mickey.
Marilyn?
M-A-R-L-E-N-E. Marilyn. And the last name is M-I-C-K-E-Y.
Okay. M-I-C-K-E-Y?
Yeah, correct.
And what was the first name? I'm so sorry.
All right. That is Marilyn, M-A-R, L-E-N-E.
Okay.
And the phone number, that is 267-246-9610.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. I'll take it from here.
Yeah. Can I transfer her? Yeah. Thank you so much.
Hi, Marilyn.
It's Marlene.
Marlene, I apologize. My name's Jessica. The call is being recorded. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
No, I don't.
Okay. And you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear. Do you know if it was a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Say that again. I couldn't hear you.
Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
It was the brain.
The brain. Okay. And do you know what year you were diagnosed with it?
Yes, I was diagnosed with it. I started it on March of 2022.
March 2022? Is the when you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay.
And I've been taking it for 3 years and 1 month, receiving total of 12 shots.
Okay, total of 12 shots. Second here.
I was diagnosed when I was 26 years old.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo?
I can't hear you say it again, ma'am.
Do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo?
I have a few family members, but I don't know them. They're not around me at this moment. They're moved to different countries right now.
Okay. Okay. And then next year, the Depo information. So did you use or consume the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
Yes, the Depo Provera. I receive 12 okay. injections, one every 3 months.
Okay. So it was Depo Provera on it. And then I know you gave me the time frames already, but I do need a yes or no. Did you use it for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. And within the 1 year, can you confirm if you had at least 4 injections prior to the diagnosis?
Yes, I have. Yes, I did.
Okay. Sorry. Thank you. And then do you know what year you started taking it?
Yes, I started using the Depo Provera on February 2019 to March of 2022.
March of 22. Okay. And then, so you did use it between the dates here. And then next, the injured party information. So you said it was the meningioma you were diagnosed with. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
A female.
Okay. And then can you spell your first name for me?
M-A-R-L-E-N-E. M-I-C-K-E-Y. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Thank you. The last name was M-I-C-K-E-Y?
Yes, E-Y, okay. Yes.
perfect. And then is the 267-246-9610 your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your email address?
Marlene Mickey, so my first and last name, the number 8@gmail.com.
First name, last name, the number 8@gmail.com. Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
8330 North 19th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, 85021.
Okay, perfect. And that was 8330 North 19th Ave, Phoenix, Arizona,
yes.
85021. Okay. And then next year, the medical information, was the Depo-Provera administered by a doctor or yourself?
No, it was a doctor.
Doctor, okay. And you said you were injected with the product 12 times total.
Once every 3 months.
Mm-hmm. And do you know who the doctor was that you were getting the shots from in facility or clinic?
Yes. Yes. Dr. Susan Criswell, MD-MSCI.
It was MD-SCI?
MD-MSCI.
MSCI, okay. And then what hospital or clinic?
It was due to help my healthcare provider.
Okay. Do you know what city?
Yes. Yeah. Phoenix, Arizona, 85013.
Okay. On Thompson Road?
Yes. 240 West Thompson Road.
Okay. And this is who gave you the shots?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then bear with me. So that's the prescribing doctor. And then what is your pharmacy name?
CVS.
CVS. Is that in Phoenix as well?
Yes, that's the one on 1615 East Baseline Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85042.
You said 16th Avenue?
1615 East Baseline.
Baseline. Okay, I found it. Sorry about that.
Oh, you're fine now.
And then do you know the we're going to go over the diagnosing information. Do you know how the meningioma was diagnosed, if it was from a CT scan, MRI, or both?
Yes. It was a blood test, CT scan, and a biopsy.
Okay. And then do you know the diagnosing doctor's name?
Yes. The doctor who diagnosed me was Dr. Justin Hopkins, MD.
Hopkins, MD, in Phoenix?
Yes, the St. Joseph's Hospital and Medical Center.
St. Joe's Hospital and Medical?
St. Joseph, yes.
Okay, is he on Thompson Road?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. West Thompson Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85013.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to fuck out, man.
question. Have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
Say that again.
Have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
The meningioma? I was diagnosed with a meningioma and a tumor in my head.
Mhm. Was there a cancer diagnosed before the meningioma at all?
No.
No. Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma?
I had surgery, radiation therapy, chemotherapy, and medicine.
Okay. Radiation and chemo. So you were hospitalized then?
Yes.
Okay. And then is Dr. Hoskin the one that also did treatment for you?
Yes.
Okay. Same location?
Yes, I was hospitalized for 11 days and 12 months of output.
Okay, was that in 2022 as well?
Yes.
Okay.
I received my surgery treatment in March 20th, 2022.
Okay. Okay, and then there would be a medical record for you, at least for the doctor, correct?
Yeah, it will be.
Okay.
I'm out of town. Oh, no.
Okay, well, they'll request them, but if they needed you to request it for whatever reason, are you able to provide those electronically or via mail?
Yes.
Okay, and then lastly, the emergency contacts. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact at all?
No, not at this moment.
No? Okay, no worries. And then bear with me. Is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
Okay. And then, sorry, one moment. Oh, for the medical record release forms, what's your date of birth?
1/9/1996.
And again, it was 1/9/1996?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then your social?
What's the social for?
The medical record release forms. If you want to do just last four, that's fine as well.
9479.
9479?
Yes.
Okay. And then bear with me here. You said I could, I forgot one question. You said I could send it via text and email to you, correct?
Yes. You can go ahead and email it to me, yes.
Okay. Perfect. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep them up and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. One moment.